Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney and Frankie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Deputy Premier Jared Blair is facing questions over potential conflicts of interest after approving town planning changes that could benefit a property developer who donated $50,000 to the LNP. The charges apply to land at Narumba, North Brisbane, including 23.5 hectares owned by developer David Trask. Mr. Trask has disputed any claims of conflicts of interest and says he has not discussed changes affecting his $32 million in land holdings with the state government. The state government changes introduced residential development into areas previously earmarked for enterprise and employment. Planning experts say that these changes could increase the land's value by providing greater certainty for future development. Mr. Blair's office declined to answer questions about conflicts of interest.
A bushfire has disabled telecommunications for thousands of people in far north Queensland, causing many to be unable to make calls, including to 000. Mapoon Aboriginal Shire Council Chief Executive Chad King was concerned with the inability to call 000 since the area is already remote and it would take a while for emergency services to reach the area. Mr. King said the council had set up additional free Wi-Fi to deal with the issue. He urged Telstra and the federal government to improve services in remote and regional areas. A federal government spokesperson said it was focused on bridging the digital divide among all Australians and had committed $68 million to initiatives aimed at closing it for First Nations people.
In national news, Adelaide transport officials are calling for more mindfulness as near misses on train tracks have begun to increase. According to data, in the 2025-2026 year, 163 near misses were recorded, an increase of 4% from last year, with 98 pedestrians and over 60 cyclists narrowly avoiding oncoming trains. South Australia Transport Minister Joe Sockatch said that, quote, "In just the short 4 months I've been minister, I've seen some pretty mind-blowing CCTV footage of people who, for any other reason, are just not paying attention." Train driver Ben Hemmingley also emphasized the importance of paying attention at rail crossings, urging people to, quote, "think twice, think about train that might not be stopping."
The federal government will provide more than $1 million to support the recovery of Ngawiyu in the Northern Territory after the community experienced a major flood. The flooding left residents without essential services and the community was evacuated via both air and boat. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Senator Malandiri McCarthy, said the extent of the damage meant recovery would take time. The largest allocation of $450,000 will go to the Green River Aboriginal Corporation for the Ngawiyu Critical Services Recovery Project. The project will fund repairs to the aged care facility, power infrastructure, and accommodation services.
In international news, British Columbia has declared a state of emergency after Bald Range wildfire grew out of control and impacted 9,510 hectares. 20,000 people in Western Canada have fled their homes over the weekend. The region impacted by persistent fires was Canada's second largest wine-producing area. The wildfires are a direct response to the severe and spreading heat waves across Europe. Many European countries are already witnessing rising temperatures to above 40 degrees Celsius.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 1, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.